قال الله تعالى: وعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيه كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: respected علماء, brothers, elders, الحمد لله Allah Ta'ala has granted me the opportunity of arriving in the Islahi Jalsa, in which hearts are reminded of Allah Ta'ala and sins are forgiven, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descend upon us. And we are reminded of rectifying our lives, our route. Now, obviously, we are all involved in the dunya. In the dunya, our hearts will be involved in being neglectful of Allah Ta'ala. But this should not remain with us. Bar bar, over and over again, Allah Ta'ala, He sends us under tests and trials. Why? Why? So that we turn to Him. For example, I mentioned in the hadith to you that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ke ni'matan, that there are two bounties of Allah. Two bounties Allah Ta'ala has granted us all, alhamdulillah, and maghboonun fihima kathirun minan nas, ke many people are deceived in it, in these two bounties. One, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentions, ke one is asaha, one is your good health, which Allah Ta'ala has given to you. And one is free time. Now I just want to touch upon your health. What your health means to you. And what your health is. Because Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give me the opportunity of studying in this madrasa. Many, many years ago, I was here with Malana Musa Kaji. We were in the same class. At that time, alhamdulillah, I was fit as a fiddle. I had no illness. I was young. I didn't value my youth the way I should have. But alhamdulillah upon that. But then came upon this illness upon me. It is not an accident. I have an illness, multiple sclerosis. Now, when I was diagnosed this illness, over 20 years ago, then I rang Malana Musa. He's my classmate, he's my friend. I called him and I cried to him. I said to him, at that time I was walking, I was normal, but they diagnosed this illness. And they told me this will happen to you, that will happen to you, and you will deteriorate. you will get worse. Until they told me, you'll become bedridden. But Alhamdulillah, it's been over 20 years. Lekin Alhamdulillah, I am still cutting on my life. Bismillah ta'ala. So Manana told me one thing, and I always look towards that. And I always, look, everybody feels down. But Manana told me one thing, that you know, Allah ta'ala has destined for you a maqam, a station in Jannah. For every person. And sometimes you can't reach that rank which Allah Ta'ala has destined for you. So what Allah Ta'ala does is Allah Ta'ala afflicts you with an illness or something to do with your wealth or something to do with Allah Ta'ala afflicts you. Upon which Allah Ta'ala gives you patience. And you be patient upon that. And then, being patient upon this, Allah Ta'ala makes you reach that maqam which Allah Ta'ala has destined for you. Because we don't have enough amal to reach that. It's too high. You can't imagine that. Akhirat is a place we can't imagine. You know, Nabi Sallam says, ke Allah says, ke a'adattu li'ibadi salihin, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatar ala qalbi bashar. I have prepared for my slaves that which no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard of, and no thought has passed in his heart. So it is unimaginable pleasure which Allah Ta'ala has kept for us. Remember, this dunya is not for us. This dunya is like a transit lounge. Now, for example, I came from the UK. It was an extremely long journey. It was very long. About 14 hours it took me. And it's not easy for me to sit for so long. And then we stopped in Egypt. Now, sick is that person who will take out all his possessions, all his earnings, and all what he has to his name, and decorate the airport. He knows he's leaving. He knows his flight is near. He's got to wait 3 hours, 4 hours. And then you're gone. In the same way, we've come to this dunya. We've not come to stay here. We've come to go. And we have to understand this. We have to spend our life like this. This is like a person who's traveling and then under the tree, he takes the shade. When it's warm, he's taking a shade and he has a drink of water and he carries on with his journey. Same is this dunya. Our journey is till the akhirah. It's not, look, I say to my students, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me opportunity of teaching a little to my students. And I explain to them sometimes that, you know what, we've come from alame, yani arwah, in which our souls have been, it's been like a waiting lounge. We've been waiting there. For how long? For Allah knows how long. So imagine for zillions of years, we've been waiting there. Waiting there, why? To come into this dunya. Now this dunya is an exam hall. We've waited zillions of years to come for a test. How long is the test? The Prophet says, "Kya amaru ummati baina 60 wa 70." Between the age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years of age. I say beyond that is bonus, is extra. So you not going to live for long. So the 60 years which you've been granted is what? Is an exam hall. And we will be tested in this. You know, it's like, for example, you get a tin, and in which there's pebbles. And what do we do? To see what's inside, we'll shake it. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala tests us in different ways. Look, when I was young, alhamdulillah, I had no test. But remember, when you grow older, then tests will come your way in different ways. May it be your health, may it be your wealth, may it be your family, may it be your children, may it be your work, whatever it is. But you will be tested. This dunya is a testing ground. So when we are tested in this dunya, then what? Remember, this is a sign of love. Allah Ta'ala, this is a sign of love of Allah Ta'ala towards you. The more Allah loves you, Allah tests you harder. And harder, upon which Allah gives you patience. It's not easy. Look, I don't want to display my life in front of you guys so that you feel sorry for me. No, I'm not here for that. But I'll just give an example. Maybe you guys will learn. I can't do much in my life. Wallahi, I can't do much. I can't do wudu myself. I can't do anything myself. I can't eat myself. But alhamdulillah, I can read the Quran. Alhamdulillah. I can eat my namaz. Alhamdulillah. My fajr, I can't read alone. I can't do my arkan, I can't do ruku, I can't do sajda alone. There's days where I can't raise my tashahud finger. My family has to raise it for me. I can't do it. But still upon that, alhamdulillah, Allah makes me do it. I won't miss it. Alhamdulillah, Allah makes me do it. Now this is a test from Allah. Allah testing me. For example, I'm very prone to infection. I'm very, very prone to infections. 2 years ago, I got an illness called pneumonia. And it's not friendly. I was hospitalized, in which it wasn't easy for me. Then I got pneumonia again. And then Allah took me for Umrah. In Ramadan, Allah took me for Umrah. I got pneumonia again. I was on the hospital bed for 2 weeks in Umrah. But this is Allah Ta'ala is testing me. Ke banda, are you going to have patience upon this? Are you going to remember me? I will never forget Allah. We're here to remember Allah till our last breath. Till our last breath, how much Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Look towards what Allah Ta'ala has given to us, not that which we don't have. Chalo, we don't have something. We don't have something. It's not Jannah for you. I say to my students that this life is not Jannah. In Jannah, you won't need anything. Everything will be there for you in Jannah. In this dunya is not Jannah. Remember that. So the life will not be the way you want it to be. So don't expect it, because the akhirat is for that. In Jannah, the life will be the way you want it to be. This life will be the way Allah wants it to be. In the year after, it will be the way you want it to be. So live this life the way Allah Ta'ala wants you to live in. Allah Ta'ala gives an exam for you, and then you go through the exam, whatever it may be. Allah give aafiyat, Allah Ta'ala give good health to everybody. But whatever struggle you go through in life, remember, don't go towards neglecting the arkan and the faraid and that which Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory upon you. Don't ever leave that. Don't ever leave Allah Ta'ala. Don't ever choose the route which will neglect you. And you will become neglectful. Because remember, we've come to for this Islahi Jalsa. What is our purpose of coming here? Because remember, there are two routes. We are treading our path to Jannah. We are focusing towards Jannah. Now what happens is Shaitan doesn't want us to get there. Shaitan is not going to Jannah. Shaitan is going to Jahannam. And Shaitan doesn't want to go alone to Jahannam. So he said to Allah, I will take as much as people as I can with me to Jahannam. And this, he will distract us from our exam, where we are treading towards Jannah. And he will take us on the slip road. Towards what? Towards Jahannam. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. So in this Jalsa, our Shaykh and our Shuyukh sitting over here will give us reminders of rectifying of our lives, of making tazkiyah. And it's very important, bar to be connected to our Mashayikh, who will remind us that, you know what, you are going on a slip road, come back on track. Come back, look, this is Jannah. You are treading towards this, not towards the slip road. Because you're going to end up somewhere where you don't want to be. Because the Akhirat is eternal. Eternal is something which you can't imagine. Yani, we know everything which comes to an end. But the year after, there's no ending to the year after. Just imagine that. So for example, I have come into this world. Zakariya, I've come into this world. I'm not gonna ever die. Dying, intiqal, I will transfer to the hereafter. But there will be no ending to me. I am forever and ever and ever. There's no end. You can't imagine this. So do you want to live in pleasure forever and ever and ever? Or do you want to be in destruction forever and ever and ever? Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Ta'ala protect. It's not very easy for me to speak for so long, so I won't take too much of the time because of my illness. I can't speak too much. But please make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala give me shifa. Because I've got yaqeen in Allah that Allah Ta'ala is going to give me shifa, is giving me afiyat. But Allah Ta'ala is just testing me. So this test, whatever test you get in your life, be strong and don't go onto a slip road. Be connected to the ulama. And take their advices, come on track, and you know what? Be very cautious at all times that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. Every moment Allah is watching you. The angels are recording. For example, I'll tell you one thing, that every morning you wake up, every morning, then you should just make a strong azam to Allah Ta'ala that today I will inshallah avoid all sins. A strong intention, what you call azam. So every morning when you wake up, you should make this azam to Allah, that Allah will not displease you. Now, throughout the day, you'll be cautious of this. And then, as soon as you make a mistake, make tawbah straight away. And end of the day, make muhasabah. Muhasabah meaning what? Take accountability. It'll take you 2 minutes in your bed. Just recap your whole day. That today I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. where is the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala? Did I do anything to displease Allah Ta'ala? And make tawbah upon that every night. So in the morning, make an azam, a firm intention. You will not displease Allah. And in the end of the day, make muhasabah. And make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah, we've come into this jalsa and one more other thing I'd like to mention to you is I mentioned to you guys ke ni'matan maghbunun fihi ma kathirun min an-nas. الصحة والفراغ what is فراغ free time we have يعني free time we all have لكن we are wasting and we are you know since this smartphone has come out this is the tool of shaitan. A tool of shaitan. You know, many years ago I was in the haram. And one person, an Arab told me in the haram, it was very hard, very difficult upon shaitan in the past to destruct a person from Allah. Very difficult. Like a person who is pedaling on his cycle upwards on a hill. How difficult it must be. Now he's taken this smartphone out, now it's like downhill. Abhi sab kuch ho raha hai. Wo to aram se baitha hai. He's chilling. Everything is here. This is destruction. So be very, very careful of this device. Utilize it for the right purposes, for the right things. So this faragh, this free time is very important. You've got free time today, utilize it for Allah. We've come into this dunya for Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّةِ وَلَإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ This is our purpose. This is what we're here for. To worship Allah. If we're not going to do this, then we are going onto the slip road. This Islahi Jalsa is there to remind us to come back onto the track that we head towards Jannah. This is our abode. This is our eternal life. This is where we will inshallah all meet. Bismillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Khairu da'wana.